Well, let's talk real quick about this ordinance that passed last night to update the city's sale tax to these folks that live outside of the city limits. I think this has been in discussion for a while, and the city council has now chosen to put it into effect. What are your thoughts on this added tax to the outside customers?
Well, I think what the ordinance did was really clarified how the tax is applied. You know, in this case, we were dealing with fuel sales outside of the city limits and specifically in another municipality. So our code currently says that we'll charge sales tax if the business is located within the city of Dillingham, that we'll charge sales tax even for sales outside. But we didn't want that to apply to a place like Aleknagik that already charges a sales tax. We didn't want to double up on them. So what this ordinance did was clarified that if another municipality charges a sales tax for deliveries such as fuel, in this case specifically fuel, we're not going to add the whole Dillingham sales tax on top of that. So really what it did was exempted the 5% sales tax that Aleknagik currently charges and then just implements the one additional percent, the difference between 5% and 6% for the Dillingham sales tax.
So I gather that any customer that buys fuel from our fuel suppliers here in Dillingham will be paying a 6% sales tax no matter where they're buying it from.
That's correct.
Okay. Another resolution that came up before the council last night is this idea of opposing or supporting a nomination of the Aleutian Islands National Marine Sanctuary. It sounds like most of our neighboring folks down the chain have opposed, and as I gather, Bryce Edgman is working on a bill in Juneau to oppose this sanctuary idea, but the Dillingham City Council came to a different take last night. Can you explain what happened?
Yeah, in this case, NOAA opened a nomination process for these National Marine Sanctuary designations, and a group called PIER nominated waters in southwest Alaska. They called it the Aleutian Islands National Marine Sanctuary. So this resolution would have put Dillingham on record as opposing that National Marine Sanctuary designation. And in the end, the council didn't take action on it, didn't support that resolution, and didn't pass it. I guess there was a couple of reasons, probably. I don't want to speak for individuals, but I think a couple things that came out. This was the first time we'd really seen this proposal. I think another concern or thought that was brought up is that the nomination seemed to support many of the goals of the region, whether it's habitat protection or protection of subsistence opportunities or other things. And I think for those reasons, the council didn't take action to support this. And I just want to make it clear that we're not supporting or opposing. We just didn't take any action on the motion that was before us.
All right. Also, the city's attorney, Brooks Chandler, was on hand last night. Offered some guidance on a couple of issues, annexation included. Maybe we can touch that another week. But of kind of critical time importance here is that marijuana will be legal statewide within the month. It's the 24th is the date. He said that municipalities have a lot of leeway in how they choose to move forward with this legal marijuana, mostly related to the commercial sale of it, which won't happen for another year. But my personal impression was that the city of Dillingham doesn't have any plan yet for what's going to happen on the 24th. Am I wrong, or do you see some need for some public input and city action pretty soon?
Well, I think the city needs to address it for sure, and I would just reiterate what you said. There's kind of two levels. There's the personal use, and then there's the commercial use. Personal use will be legal February 24th, and then it'll be a year or so before there'll be regulations in place on how we deal with commercial use.
Do you have personal preference on what the city might do here in the future? Any regulations you think are needed as a councilman?
Well, I'll say, first of all, that we did recommend that the issue be brought before the code committee, so it'll be discussed at the next code committee meeting, and I would really like to get as much public input as we can on that. So I would hope that people weigh in and help the council to come up with some recommendations if we need to have any additional recommendations on, first of all, the personal use, and then probably the bigger issue down the road is commercial use in a year.
Paul, let's leave it there for today. Thanks for filling in for Alice Ruby on her monthly chore here on KDLG, and appreciate it very much, sir.
Okay, thanks for the opportunity, Dave.